Good morning. Well, now, I'll give you a few minutes to get on. You that are up this early, maybe you're not up this early. It's not that early. It's 7:30. But anyway, I'm sitting here in my truck, and I thought it'd be a good time for a truck talk to talk about some of these things that are going on in our crazy, insane world that we live in today. So I thought it would be a good thing to do. And it's bothered me. I heard a few things about this recently. So I thought, you know, I think I'll talk about this and kind of look at this from a few different perspectives. And it won't take you very long to realize my perspective on it. My perspective has not changed. So you'll see that it hasn't. I'm very consistent with what I believe and what I hold to. So, and, you know, I dare say this world hates it, but I would say many Bible-believing Christians hate it. Because what I'm about to say is absolutely consistent with my position and the scriptural position on man and woman. And, you know, sorry about the camera here. I don't have one of those cool selfie sticks. Maybe I need to get one of those. But anyway, so what I want to do is talk to you a little bit about that today and this morning and give you some things to think about. So I'm giving folks a little bit of time to get on here. Just a few minutes here. For the YouTube ticker to catch up, even though most of the time they don't like to notify people and they like to bury it in the deepest sea. But anyway, hope you're having a good weekend. Last night we went out and preached to thousands of people out at the state fair. We went live with one video. Andrew tried to go live with a few others, but something happened. He's working out some kinks on a new program that we're using. And we'll get that figured out. But anyway, so we handed out, by the grace of God yesterday, 2,076 tracts or something like that. Over 2,000 tracts were handed out yesterday. Wow. I was shocked when he told me that, when Brother Ryan told me that. I could not believe it. That was just so many. It's been a year since we've been able to do that. Last year, we couldn't hardly hand out anything because of they canceled the fair and all the other COVID stuff that went on. So, praise the Lord, this state fair, we have handed out over 7,000 tracts. What a blessing. So, we will finish that up today here, Lord willing, and get that all taken care of. And then move on next week to the defeat of Jesse James days in Northfield. So, you can continue to pray for us. We've got a lot going on there with everything. And pray for my dad. He's been in the hospital. He's had some heart issues. And, you know, so pray for him. He may be getting out tomorrow or the next day. But just be in prayer for him that he's supposed to have some, see if he needs a stent or in his heart and all that good stuff. So pray about that if you would please. We would appreciate that. And so it's been a very interesting time for us here the last week or two. But there always is something that happens when we serve the Lord. And this is one of those things. So we just, it is part of life. But anyway, prayers would be appreciated for sure. Now, on to this selective service. Congress wants to draft your daughters. I want to be very real with you, first of all, and say, over my dead body. And I mean that because I have five daughters. So I absolutely, like, I'm not confused about that. Like, I'm not mixing words. I'm not mixing words or anything like that. I'm being very clear with what I'm saying. I don't want you to be confused. I want you to understand what I'm saying. There is no way I would let my daughters sign up to be butchered by these neocon, fascist, wicked, vile, disgusting military devils. Yep, that's what I said. And I mean it. The military, in my opinion, turns women into androgynous beings. They totally destroy womanhood. They effeminize the military in what they do. When their presence in the military is an absolute distraction, on the war front, it's absolutely horrible. It absolutely should not be. From a military perspective, it's ridiculous. But from a fatherly perspective and from a godly perspective of what the Bible says, it's absolutely wicked. Where do you see in the Bible that the women were supposed to go to war with the men? Where do you see that in the scriptures? You don't see it. I'll give you the answer very quickly. You can search from Genesis to Revelation and you don't see it. Because it's not God's plan. God never ordered that. Men were the ones that went off to war. It was never God's plan for women to ever be enlisted in the military. And then you have Congress, you have that absolute warmongering daughter of Dick Cheney, whose father was involved with starting the first Afghanistan war that lasted 20 years, that spent billions and billions and dare I say trillions of dollars and blood that was shed. For what? Nothing, because then we pull out and we leave it worse than we found it. That's what. So you see, listen, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. These people, they don't care about your family. They don't care about your daughters. They want to turn them into men. They want to effeminize the men, and they want to turn women into men. And they want to take your daughters, they want to take your family, and they want to destroy them. That's what they want to do. And see, people don't like it because I don't like that I'm against this absolute war machine. I'm against sending my sons and daughters to go die in the sand over there in somebody else's country. For what reason? What does it profit? Nothing. Just rich men getting richer. That's all it profits. But because they want the equality of the sexes, now what they're saying is, well, we just have to draft women. They say, oh, and we'd only do it. If it was necessary. No, you want the structure in place so you can do it easily. And you expect me to give my daughters up to go over there and do that? I don't think so. Nope. See, my daughters are being raised to be ladies, and they're being raised to be wives. Yep. They're not being raised to have careers. They're not being raised to go to college. They're not being raised to take on, they're being raised. They're being raised to be wives, to be keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. See, I believe in the order of the sexes. I believe in God's order. I believe that God made men and women differently. That the height of being a woman is not to be a man. I'm going to say that again to you. For you in spiritual special ed. The height of a woman is not for you to be like a man. The height of a woman is to glorify God in the role that God has given. That's the height. It's not to be equal with man. There is no equality of the sexes. It is absolutely 100% impossible for you to be equal with a man. It is not possible. Because God didn't make you to be equal with a man. He made you to be the helpmeet for a man. That's how He made you. He did not make you to be equal with Him. I'm so sick and tired in everything that people do that they gotta think the men and the women of this. It's so ridiculous. It's so disingenuous and stupid. I'm so tired of hearing it. It's like, go home and be a lady. Stop dressing like a slut. Put some clothes on and be a lady. You know, last night I'm at the fair and I'm preaching and these two lesbians come up and they are mad. I didn't even say anything to him. Jacob was preaching. He made him mad. But I didn't even say anything to him. And these two lesbians come up and start insulting me. This one starts insulting me like you wouldn't believe. Saying all kinds of wicked things about me. And I just looked over at Brother Paul and I said, am I supposed to be offended yet? Because I wasn't. Because see, I consider the source. And when two dyke lesbians are telling me, when they're standing in front of me and they're saying those things, I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. And all I do in my mind is think, praise God for my wife that I get to go home to my wife. And I do not have to go home to that thing. That I do not have to go home to that thing. I don't have to go home to that half-naked thing over there. Or that thing that looks like a guy over there. Mm-hmm. See, but how are most Republicans gonna fight this? Actually, many Republicans are voting for, they're gonna vote for it. Why? Because they don't believe in the difference of the sexes either. Glad to hear it, Jess Wise. Praise the Lord. Glad it's been a blessing to you. You see, the Bible says that the woman would be saved in childbearing, right? And childbearing and child rearing. Why? What does that mean? It means that her life is preserved and blessed in that way. As she cares for and is in the place that God put her to be. God never meant your daughters and to go off into war. God never meant for that to be. never meant for your daughters to go off into the military and go through boot camp. It's disgusting to me. It's disgusting to me to think about some man talking to my daughters that way. It's disgusting to me. Like, to be honest with you, like, in the flesh, it makes me want to punch him in the face if I saw him talk to my daughter that way. Like, I would want to drop him like a bad habit. I'm just being honest with you. I didn't say I would. I said I'd like to, though. That's the man in me. That doesn't go away. I mean, I believe in treating men and women differently. And I believe in men leading their homes. And I believe in men being protectors. And I believe in women being, helpmeets to their husband. And I believe in them following as according to the scriptures. As the husband is the head of the wife, so is Christ the head of the church. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. I'll tell you why they're planning it. Because they're planning to ramp up the war machine. They're planning to ramp up the war machine. And they want all available bodies on deck. That's what it is. They want your sons and your daughters to go die in their stupid chess game. And you can't believe how many Republican Christians will wave their flag, put their hand over their heart, and say, "America! Apple pie! America! America! Apple pie! Fireworks!" And they'll do it. They'll watch their children go die in the sand. I'm sorry, that's just what they'll do. And if you talk, like one of my friends said on Facebook, if I say anything, if I talk against it, then I'm unpatriotic. Like, I don't even care. Like, who cares? It's like when you poke me, and the feeling's numb. It's like, I don't even care. Like, why does that matter? If you told me Jesus is upset with me, God's word, I'm wrong with God's word because I don't want to send my children over there, to go die in the sand and all that kind of stuff, right? Then I'd be like, okay, prove it to me in the Bible. But when you tell me some American don't like me doing that, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't even care. Like, no, I don't care. Why? Because we're to be dead to that. Like, okay, whatever. Like, you don't care. Like, I thought you were supposed to love Christ anyway. The world hates Christ. Jesus said they hated you before, there they hated me before they hated you. If they hated your master, how are they going to treat the servants? Like, did you think they're going to like your Christianity? You think they're going to like the fact that you raise your daughters as daughters? I think it's funny when Christians get mad at me. But you know what it does? It's absolutely exhilarating to me when Christians get mad at me over standing for, like, the role of the sexes, over making raising my son as a son and my daughter as a daughter. It's exhilarating. Like, I love it. I love it when they're mad. It's sad. It's almost bad that I like it that much. Because I love being defiant to this world system. I love it. I love righteous rebellion against this world's order. And God loves it and God blesses it. And by the way, my life and my ministry and everything else has been blessed because by God's grace, I haven't given in to any of those pressures. And if people didn't like it, they could hit the door. Because by God's grace, I'm not going to change what God says in his word about what's right to do when it comes to these things, because it makes people feel good or doesn't make it feel good. Doesn't make them feel good. Okay. I don't apologize to my extended family for the stands I take with my daughters, with my sons, with my children, with my wife, with our church. I'm not going to apologize to you because I'm not sorry about it. I'm not sorry about it. And neither should you be. Neither should you be sorry about it. At all. there's going to be a decision you're going to have to make. Are you going to follow the world and its system in raising your children, or are you going to follow the Bible? Are you going to differentiate between those roles of the sexes? And by the way, I know that there's a lot of Christian women that get absolutely ticked off at me. And I believe a lot of them are saved. I just think they're wrong. And I think they get mad because they've been sold a bill of goods by Satan. That they have liberty to do all these other things that are against God's word and against God's order. But they have liberty to do it. Because the world and the church has made everything so, the church has made everything so acceptable. It's acceptable to send your daughters off to college. It's acceptable to send them out of your home, away from your home, off to college, when you don't see that anywhere in the scriptures at all. Nowhere. It's acceptable for you to make your daughters go pay their own way and pay their own bills. You don't see that anywhere in the Bible. It's not in there. It's acceptable for there to go, for you to train your daughters to be career minded. Where's that in the Bible? Anywhere in the scriptures? No, but modern day fundamentalism, even fundamental Baptists, have built up their empires on colleges. And then you find them, and you know what's sad? Then you find them crying and begging the state. Begging the state to let them have church. Please, Governor, let us have church today. Let us use our building, Governor. A multi-million dollar fundamentalist conglomerate over there in California begging. Meanwhile, you have guys like John MacArthur who sticks his nose in their face and tells them, no, sue me. MacArthur sues him and he gets $800,000. Well, good for him. At least he was man enough to stand up for his principles, what he believed. At least he was man enough to keep preaching. Meanwhile, independent fundamental Baptists who are supposed to have the truth and know it, what are they? They fold like an accordion and beg the guy to let them have what they wanted. Bunch of babies. But you know what? They've built their empires. That's why these 501c3 churches, these fundamental Baptist 501c3 churches, they want all your sons and daughters to go to college and to pay for their bills and to do everything else there. They have this teaching that they're no better than the U.S. military. They have this teaching that says, every Christian young person should go to college, Christian college, for a year. Can you show me the scripture for that? Where my sons and daughters are supposed to go to your stupid school for a year? Where they can starve and eat stinking ramen noodles and serve till they're like, and serve and work like, I don't know, like 80, 90 hours a week? Going to school slaving for what? To come back home and not know how to make any money? I've seen these young people that aren't called to preach, and they go off to these Bible colleges, and then they get a degree, and then they figured out that they've wasted their entire life, they're not called to preach, and all they did was rack up a bunch of debt, waste 4 years of their life at a Bible college, and now they have to go to a real trade school to make money. Anyway, I know I'm going off on all of it, but it's the whole system. If you just raise your children right, if you raise the men as men and the women as women, if you raise them and you understood the role of those sexes, you could look at this United States government when they say that and be like, you ain't getting my kids. Nope. Not at all. And I don't believe they're equal. And I don't believe men and women are equal. I do not believe they're equal. They are not the same. They are different. God made them different. God made the man to be the head and the woman to be the follower. That's how he made them. He gifted the woman with unique abilities to be able to be the helpmeet that a man needs and to raise children and to love their husband and to be what that man needs. That's how God made them. He made them uniquely to be keepers at home, to care for their children, to train them up, to raise up preachers, to raise up doctors, to raise up lawyers, to raise up any whatever it is that God has for them. God gave them women and gifted them with the ability to be able to do that. And no teacher and nobody else in this world can do it besides who God made them to do it, who God equipped to do it. That's the best person to do it. Anyway, I got to go. I got to get praying and do some more Bible work before I get to the church in a busy day of evangelism today and all that good stuff. But Congress wants your kids. Congress wants your daughters. I don't know what your answer is. I know what mine is over my dead body. I'll be honest with you. I ain't giving my sons or my daughters to those scumbags. Those scumbags at the Pentagon that left those people over there to die. Yep. Right in front of your face to say we don't care about their lives. Just like we don't care about the lives of millions of babies that are slaughtered here every year. Anyway. All right. Well, God bless you. If you want to support our ministry, pray for us. Number one, we can use it. Lots of prayer. If you want to support us financially, you can PayPal us to salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can mail us something. You can find that information on sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. Anyway, pray for us. We could use it. Busy day ahead of us. Thousands of more tracts to hand out. Lots more work to do. Anyway, God bless you all. Take care.